Are you tired of your favorite cut of beef or chicken costing more and weighing less every time you buy it from the store? Well, Good Ranchers Price Lock Guarantee offers a sizzling solution. During their April Price Shield campaign, Good Ranchers is not just offering a temporary fix, but a long-term solution. They're locking in your price until 2026 when you subscribe to one of their boxes. GoodRanchers.com is where I get the most tender meat that's full of flavor every time. With options like beef, chicken, pork, and wild-caught seafood, they have something for even the pickiest of eaters. There's no reason to order takeout when you can make something far better at home. Good Ranchers even offers recipes to take your cooking skills to the next level. With meat prices on the rise and store-bought meat quality on the decline, Good Ranchers Price Shield will not just save you hundreds, but give you the best 100% American meat that you'll ever eat. Right now, when you go to GoodRanchers.com and use promo code DAILYWIRE, you'll get their exclusive Price Shield plus an additional 10% off your order. This offer ends at the end of the month, so if you want to secure your best price until 2026, go to GoodRanchers.com and use code DAILYWIRE. That's GoodRanchers.com, promo code DAILYWIRE.
Are you guys even listening to me? You guys are ass! Your ass!
Okay, it's time for some MI the A-hole quandaries. This is from Craig, says, Dear Matt, I have been watching you for years, but still can't call you sweet daddy. Sorry. Well, then you're already the A-hole. We already know what the answer is. I recently came home from the store with some blueberries. My daughter immediately asked for them and wanted me to wash them for her, something my wife requires of all produce that comes from the store. I didn't want to, so I told my daughter that I didn't need to because blueberries are naturally antimicrobial. Of course, my wife came upon her munching the unwashed blueberries and is now mad at me, reacting like I force-fed my daughter raw chicken or something. To not lose face in front of my daughter, I simply handed my wife a blueberry and asked her to point to the offending microbe. When she couldn't immediately do it, I claimed victory and retained the title of most scientifically sound parent in my home. Am I the a-hole? Not for that. I think that's sound. That's pretty good science, I think.
It's science.
Of course, the way you started the email is why. So you are because of that. But on this particular issue, anyway, that's just science. And look, I know there's people. Yeah, some people are pretty diligent and obsessive about, hey, you got to wash all the produce. It's not going to kill you. It's not going to kill you. Or maybe it will. I don't know.
Honey, that's poison.
But that's my health guidance, is that, if you do something, you eat something, it doesn't kill you on the spot, that's probably fine. This is why I'm not a nutritionist. Susie says, Hi, Matt. My husband and I have three very young daughters, and he also has a teenage boy and girl with an ex-wife. He and his ex-wife have a contentious relationship, and their kids live with her and their stepfather in a different state. I've only met his kids a handful of times and do not have any relationship with them. His ex-wife does not help to foster any relationship between him and the kids, but now that the teenage boy is displaying behavioral issues, she wants him to come live with his father. Naturally, my husband wants to have him move in with us. I told my husband that this is not an option as we have three young children we're raising, and I don't think it's fair to disrupt their lives in that way. I'm also extremely uncomfortable with a troubled teenage boy who my children do not know, suddenly living in a home with them. I barely know the boy, and my husband works all the time, so I would also be responsible for caring for him the majority of the time. My husband says that he understands that it's a lot to ask of me, but he thought I'd be more supportive. I would never do anything to jeopardize my daughter's safety or stability, so I will not permit his son to live with us. The boy is being raised by two parents who are well off, and he also has his sister with him. I believe they're the ones who need to deal with his behavioral issues, but I also feel a measure of guilt because of the pain the situation causes my husband. Am I the a-hole? I'm not going to say you're the a-hole, but I think you are wrong. I think you are wrong. And this is, some of this is the unwinnable lose-lose situation that is created by divorce. I get emails like this all the time for this segment and other segments. And it's always, it's like a long story about husband's divorce, my wife's divorce. Here's what's going on in the family, mixed families. And a lot of problems. What's the way through this? What's the solution? Well, there is no perfect solution. It's just when families are broken apart, it creates a lot of lose-lose situations. It creates a lot of situations where there is no great answer. And this is one of them. But I will say that that is his son, his responsibility to his son. And I don't think you can tell a man, I don't think you can tell your husband that he can't have his son live with him. Now, I know this is, again, this goes to the unwinnable situation where you guys are married, he has a child, and you don't care at all about the child. It seems fair to characterize it that way. That's why it's so much easier when families stay together, because then you share the children, and hopefully you have a mutual love and concern for the children. But here, you don't have that, but yet that is his son. That's his child. That's his boy. So, no, I don't think you can tell. I don't think it's right to tell your husband that he can't have his own son in his house with him. What's the biggest summer secret to a great-looking, glowing summer complexion? It's having great skincare products from our friends at GenuCell. You know, dehydrated skin covered in dark spots and even puffier bags under the eyes are a problem for all of us. GenuCell's beautifully curated Summer Essentials package is a limited edition package that includes their one-of-a-kind Ultra Retinol Super Moisturizer. Their Ultra Retinol is a powerful plant extract alternative to retinol without the harsh side effects, and it's perfectly safe for use in the summer sun. Plus, you'll get GenuCell's classic skincare therapy for under eye bags and puffiness, and concentrated vitamin C serum to nourish your skin for a visibly clear complexion with a glow that will get compliments everywhere you go. Our assistant director, Austin, has freakishly large under eye bags, and they seem to be growing every day. It looks like his skin is slowly shriveling up, and it's all just becoming one giant under eye bag. It's grotesque to look at. Needless to say, it's extremely upsetting for me. Really puts me in a bad headspace before I start my show. So I've forced Austin to start using GenuCell, and just like magic, his eyes no longer look like they packed bags for a month-long vacation overseas. So go to GenuCell.com/WalshYT right now to get your GenuCell Summer Essentials package. Just for the summer, every subscription order includes a customized summer spa gift box, absolutely free. It's GenuCell.com/WalshYT, GenuCell.com/WalshYT. What's next? From Cool Dad, dear sweet daddy, my two kids, my wife and I were headed up north for a day of skiing. After 2 hours in the car, my wife had to stop and use the restroom at a gas station. We stopped at a gas station in the middle of nowhere. They had eight pumps with one person gassing up and zero cars to be seen for at least a mile. The ground was covered in 10 inches of fresh snow, so I pulled up to the 12-foot section of cleared pavement to allow my wife to get inside without walking in 10 inches of snow. I then parked in the nearest spot that was handicapped so that when she came out, she wouldn't have to walk in the snow. For the record, there were two handicapped spots on either side of the 12-foot cleared pavement. The gas station attendant, about my same age, then comes out and starts screaming at me, demanding that I prove that I'm handicapped. I responded with, "What difference does it make? Who am I blocking from parking in the spot?" He screams and shouts, "It doesn't matter. You're not handicapped." I continue to sit there, stare him down, and refuse to move. As we drive away, he literally jumps and shouts, "You entitled people, don't come back." Did he shake his fist as well? Tell me he shook his fist. Don't you dare come back! As we got back on the freeway, we all laughed at it, and I used it as a teaching opportunity to tell my kids not to be scared of people like that and to use common sense. It has now become a memorable, funny family story. Am I the a-hole? No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, first of all, I would have responded to the guy. Okay, first of all, handicap is not the... You know, it's disabled, or not even disabled. What is it? What's the term of art now? I don't even think it's disabled anymore. It's definitely not handicapped. Can't say that anymore.
I'm not handicapped.
I'm sorry. Differently advantaged.
So I would have responded by saying, I'm offended that you're using that. You're using the H word. Okay. Don't speak to me that way. But this is, yeah, some people are yes. Look, taking up a handicapped spot and going into Walmart because you don't feel like walking farther, and then someone who is actually disabled can't access it, that makes you a giant jerk, for sure. But this idea that, like, no one else is around, and you can't even just park there real quick so that you're, so as you say, your wife can go in without having to trip on the snow and in the ice, that's absurd. It's like, there's, as you said, you're not stopping anyone from using the spot. There's nobody around. This is not an issue. You're not preventing, you're not doing anything. You're not causing any harm to anybody. But it's what, on some weird principle, that even though there's nobody else around, you can't be in the magic spots. I also think in general, when you got a snowstorm situation and there's snow all over the place, then the rules of the parking lot change. And at that point, it's kind of like, I've always thought it's sort of every man for himself at that point. Like, there's not, you know, you can't even see where the spots are. There are not a lot of places you can go. And you got to kind of just pull up where you can because there's nowhere else to be. It seems like that's the situation you were in. This is a situation where you have to choose between being a good husband and taking care of your wife so that she doesn't slip and trip on the snow when she has to use the bathroom. So you can be a good, respectful husband, or you can respect the handicap spot even though there's nobody around. So you had to choose between those two things. And I think in that case, you choose correctly. Finally, from Anonymous, I am a stay-at-home mom to a four-month-old baby. My life is perfect except one problem. I hate my husband's dog. It is a seven-year-old dog he got before we met. I do 100% of the housework, which I'm not complaining about. I love taking care of the house and my husband. My problem is I have to take care of the dog, too. He barks and wakes my baby. He's constantly shedding. I hate the dog hair on my socks, so I have to vacuum daily. I have more reasons, but I know you just want me to get to the point. My husband owns a company, so he's way too busy to take care of the dog. Am I the a-hole if I rehome the dog simply because I hate it? No, you are absolutely not at all. You are singing my tune here. I'm in a very similar situation, in fact, except roles are reversed with the dog in that case. And look, people aren't gonna like me saying this. Get rid of the dog. Give the dog to, you know, find someone who wants the dog and it'll be fine. You're under no obligation to be miserable for the sake of a dog. And you take priority over the freaking dog. Your baby takes priority over the dog. So yes, that's how I feel. You know, they can, there's gonna be the pitchfork mom outside of my door for this, but a perfectly valid reason to get rid of a pet is that it's making your life difficult. And it's not fun to have the pet. Like having a pet is supposed to be fun. It gets to a point where it's just not fun anymore and it's nothing but a burden and it's annoying all the time. You can be miserable for no apparent reason, or you can give the animal to somebody who wants the animal.
Your mother and I have been thinking about giving the puppies away.
No!
And you know what? You know something? The dog will be fine. The dog will really be fine. The dog will bond with the new owner and he'll forget all about the old owners. He just will, because he's a dog. I know you think that, oh, the dog is bonded to me for life. And no, not really. The dog could go somewhere else and forget that you ever existed, because he's a dog. And that's the way it goes. All right. Many will disagree. Many will say that you are the a-hole and that I am for everything that we've talked about just now. But you and I, we know the truth. And we'll leave it there for today.
That's how I roll.